What?
Stompers! Stompers say yeah! Stompers! The Mysterians!
With the 60 tonight. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Everybody ready to rock around New York City. Woo. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Ready for now, we'd like to do a song for everybody out there. It's a little thing called Smoke.
We'll be right back.
your face looks like. I said, hey, what your face looks like.
And you're listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show. And you just heard there, question mark, and the Mysterians from October 25th, 1997, recorded live at Coney Island High as part of Cave Stomp. And question mark and the Mysterians kicked out Do Ya Feel It? And Schmokes. And I played question mark and the Mysterians a double shot there for you, because coming up on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show today, an interview with Questlove. Questlove of the Roots. Question mark and the Mysterians. Questlove of the Roots. Okay, I'm stretching it, but still, I love the question marks in rock and roll. Now, to prepare you for my Roots interview, I thought I would play a record that I mentioned in the interview with Questlove of the Roots. What I'm going to play right now is a record by a guy called Jazz, Word to the Jazz. And it's from, I think, 89. Let's just look here closely. It is from, 1989 on EMI. And it is actually recorded in England, as Questlove of the Roots will say. Now, what's interesting about this jazz rap record I'm going to play? Well, it features the earliest appearance, to my knowledge, of Jay-Z, rapper Jay-Z. So Jay-Z here is the hype man to Jazz. So it's kind of interesting on this record, because on the back, there's a picture of this rapper, Jazz, and beside him is a very, very young Jay-Z. So I'm going to play this track by Jazz, and you're going to be able to hear a little bit of Jay-Z, and then you're going to hear the Roots interview, where we're going to explain all about this Jazz Jay-Z record, and then a whole bunch of other records here on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette Radio Show on CITR, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Now listen for Jay-Z. Hopefully he kicks in, and hopefully you'll be hearing his first ever appearance on Wax. Why? I don't know. I just thought it was something to do.
And the rhymes are never running. Ears alert because the jazz said something. The king that swings original things and sings and clings to more greenbacks than feathers to a bird wing. Creep MCs, people said to full of your worthless garbage. A bunch of bull. My stuff got you started, no doubt. Not just the jazz huggers. I'm talking about the Shane's, the same, the Kane, and all right, Kim's sons. The Chuck D. Part 3, the KRS, 2 to 21. Yo, let's face reality. Punks and pool putts lack originality. No rap ability, total futility. Sounds like some other, another brother. My ears are killing me. Then prevails the sound of this guy on standby. Jay-Z's half the reason why. Four poets of hell debate. Lyrics offers against suit for you and other people to sway. Back and forth, forth and back to the rear. We run smooth like a Ferrari in fifth gear. You took your dose of sweat and I close. Quit the pros. Take the mag out your nose and stop picking off. You can't win, you're just ticking off. Jay-Z and Jazz Rick kicking up a brand new style. Pumping harder than a hooker on a 20-inch stick before the syndrome took up. It's time for Jay-Z to say something. I give it up while the beat is still bumping.
Yo, this is pumping. Wanna just know what's up. Punk face is back with no future in front. You can't do a Jazz and Jay-Z or none.
Like the 88 E-Class, pumping, like the pumping, pumping, like the 88 E-Class, spoiler kit with tinted glass, doped up higher than a patient on a corner, so get with it. You know you wanna dance, romance, and handsome, give it a chance to clock the circumstance. MC Jazz going freelance. Took the time, time is devotion, to put your body in motion. The people that prep, to keep it in step, the lyrics I kept, another MC slept. I ain't no murderous mugger, but
my rhymes will hit you harder than a Louisville slugger. Intricate to make the others feel simple. Like a trade pound seven to the temple. Makes you melter, help to skelter. A Mike Tyson blow to the belter. Love it a lot, you know you got to reveal. The deer feel squeal and get hot to growing strong like dreads on Jamaicans. I am the best and I'm taking over thousands stacked in piles of crates like the dollars of a kingpin moving weight. Fresh the gift is jumping, no mistake. This beat is pumping, here's the break. Charge, go living large, fist to wrist and a neck full of the gold stuff, pocket stick, and we never get enough, rougher than a rock, tougher than new Trump skins, turn your big bad MCs into munchkins, the force, the cause, remorse, we're gonna get you, so let the rhythm of the rockin' rhyming hit you, jazz is my name, destined for fame, Jay-Z and Fresh Gordon, destined to do the same, step to a son, chew on effects, I should have slobbered in Memorex. It's to yourself, why do we school the fools that try to diss us? Man, don't start, you don't even want to play the part. Toe to toe, we'll let you know you're slow. And if your talent is low, then away you go. Chumps want to get slammed, suckers want to flip flam. I do them all and I don't give a damn. Like I said, I'm putting heads to bed. I play you out like a pair of croquettes. And even if you wear a fresh pair of Reeboks, I'll wear you down to your last jump shot. The guys with guts are lick nuts. But I put you in a rut, do you like a street mutt? Do this, do that, do whatever, do something. Do damage, why? Cause it's pumping.
Let's see. According to your customs in Canada, I'm a known criminal.
You are Questlove of the...
I'm Questlove of the Roots, you know.
Questlove of the Roots, where's Rozelle? I love Rozelle. He taught me how to scratch. Where's Rozelle?
Rozelle is now with Angelina Jolie over in Africa, saving the children. I don't know where the hell Rozelle is. Like, Rozelle just, he pops up sort of, it was the character on Cape Fear.
Max Cady?
Yeah, I was about to say Max Cady, not Samuel Bowden. Max Cady, how he just pops up. Yeah, so Rozelle, he's in the Max Cady school of popping up.
Now, how did you discover him? Because when I interviewed him, it was amazing. Like, he taught me how to scratch. What did Rozelle teach you? Can you do, like, the...
Rozelle, you mean, he's crazy. No, Rozelle pretty much,
I was looking at some old hip hop books, and did he put out like stuff in like 83, like way back? Does he go, like, is he quite older than you?
Yeah, Rozelle is about 76 on the download. Don't tell nobody that, but yeah, but pretty much, yeah, Rozelle is like, he's 79 years old. He's an old man. He was one of the original members of the original Ultra Magnetic MCs. Matter of fact, he used to beatbox for LL. No lie. He beatboxed for LL back in 85. So I don't know if him and Dougie Fresh and the Human Beatbox had this little competition thing going on. But, you know, I guess he was the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer of the beatbox circle. Like, he didn't get his props until 10 years into the game, you know.
I won't mention him anymore, but I got to say thank you for bringing him to your group, because I interviewed him because I knew he was part of the Roots Clan, and he taught me how to scratch. Thank you, Questlove.
He taught you? He doesn't know. He taught you how to scratch with his mouth? Or
yeah, with his mouth.
Let me hear you. Wait, say it again?
Well, not quite, but he prepared me. He took me through it, Questlove. That's the great thing.
That was your audition. I was going to say, you just work on your backspin, and then you can... Because Rozelle's not in the group anymore, and neither is Scratch, so... We're looking for sort of like a replacement, if you will.
I don't think I'll ever make it, Questlove. And moving on, Questlove, I want to ask you about drummers. James Brown, one of my idols, he was a drummer too. Like, I interviewed him, and he told me that he played drums. Is that true?
He did. I actually have him playing, he did a drum solo in...
Night Train?
1968. No, not on Night Train. On, there's a concert I have of him in 68 in Boston. And he gets on the drum set, and he took a solo, much to my surprise. But I talked to a lot of his musicians, like Bootsy Collins used to play with him. And most of his musicians tell me that James was a nightmare to work for. So.
But was he a good drummer?
I think Clyde Stubblefield and John Jabbo Starks were better drummers than James Brown. I think James was a good rhythmist.
Well, Questlove, looking out there at all the bands you play with and crews, do you ever see a lead singer that might be a good drummer? Do you know anybody that's secretly a drummer? Because you're quite a drummer critiquer, Questlove, of the Roots.
A good singer that's a better drummer. You know who's an excellent drummer? And people don't know this. Prince is an excellent drummer. Prince can kick my ass drumming. But he could kick anyone's ass.
Did you ever battle with him? Because that would be really great. Because I know you had the guy from Living Color in a band to get Prince in the Roots. That would be incredible. Did you try to get him?
I don't know if he's looking for the work, but I'll keep it. Well, I mean, he lives up here now.
In Toronto, apparently.
Toronto. Well, life is cheaper in Toronto, so maybe if
his woman is in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You sure? Because it's cheaper. His woman. Yeah. Is definitely his woman. Okay. If it's his woman, then okay. Then granted.
Where did you meet Prince? Was it a drum battle? Did you actually see him drum in person?
I've seen him drum many times in person, but when I met Prince, he let me play drums and he played bass. So, but he intimidated me. He had this evil eye look on his face, like he just Jedi mind tricked me. So.
What was? He's not mad.
Are you okay? I'm sorry about that. Okay, cool.
What did he not like about your drumming?
I think he liked my drumming. It's just that he had a very, it's Prince. It's like your childhood hero intimidating the hell out of you while you're on drums, so.
Questlove of the Roots, you worked with Prince, or you got to drum with Prince. You also worked with Jay-Z. Now, what can you tell me about Jay-Z's early crew? This is one of his early records there. Look at his face. What the hell is going on? Jay-Z's been in the game a long time, hasn't he?
See, this is when he was a hype man. See, Flavor Flav is a legend, because before Flavor Flav, there really wasn't a standard for the second guy to just stand around. Actually, before Flavor Flav, there was E-Love, and E-Love was the silent member of LL's crew. He would just stand there and do this. And occasionally, he would rhyme. Or no, he would rock. He would do like the beat you hear.
Nice.
Right. And then Vella said, throw your hands in there. And then occasionally, he would... But, that was the silent partner until, Flavor Flav came along.
Boy!
Right, exactly. So he sort of became like the court jester of he took hype mandom to another level. So he set a standard for which if the MC, now look at this guy, look at the Jazz. He's,
Who is that guy? Where is he now? And does Jay-Z give him any props or he just abandoned him?
Actually, these two were in a very bitter feud with each other. I guess the Jazz felt as though, look, I took you and I made you and now you sort of abandoned me and that type of thing. So there was a little war of the words going between the two, I think 2 or 3 years ago. But basically, as you see, Jay-Z is in the perfect hype man position. He has on more, the hype guy always has, is more flamboyant and more larger than life than the actual MC. Like, he looks like he's ready for the attack. He looks like, you could see stardom. If this were stardom, which one of the two looks like they're hungrier for stardom? See, who's going to grab it? Jay-Z! So, basically, yeah. This is how you pay your dues. Nepotism. That's how you get a...
Now, Questlove of the Roots, would you be able to pull out that record and ask Jay-Z about it when you jam with him? Like, do you get any good stories out of him, or does he get angry if you ask him something like that?
No, I talked all the time. They made this record in London. I used to live in London, so I knew... See, I'm the hip-hop geek, so I know all the secrets of stuff that you ain't supposed to know. And I knew that he recorded this record over in Europe. So, that's how we kind of bonded. When he knew that I knew what I was talking about, then, We got cool, So we just talked about him living in London for a little bit. He didn't like the food. I liked the food, but he didn't like the food, So.
Questlove of the Roots, are you the only Questlove in rap or in rock?
Am I the only Questlove?
Like, are there other question marks? Because I have a proposition for you. I know there's this legendary band, Question Mark and the Mysterians from the 1960s.
Whoa, you pulled this one out of the... Man.
You might be familiar with their song, 96 Tears. You know, 96 Tears.
I have to say, I believe you officially stumped me. Question Mark and the Mysterians. Are they good?
They're 1966.
What kind of music? What kind of music?
Garage punk, 1966. Absolutely amazing.
Garage punk?
Yes, amazing.
Wait a minute. Look how dude is dressed.
Tex-Mex.
Look how dude is dressed, though.
This is their reunion album. Garage. This is how good the guy looks in the 1990s. Isn't that amazing?
Maybe he might have a... Okay. They're a little mod thing. I see the Beatles thing going on here. So earlier they went through the Beatles stage. And, this is the Help stage when the mop tops got a little longer. I don't know what's going on here. The cowboy hats don't seem to be working. Dead end. This is awfully symbolic. No, I never heard of this group in my life, but they must be good.
Because it's Question Mark and the Mysterians. Because when I think of Questlove, I think of that. Because actually, Aretha Franklin, she actually covered 96 Tears, and I thought that might be a good cover for you. Like, 96 Tears is such a wicked, kick-ass song. I thought maybe you might have covered it.
Do you recommend that I do that, you know, to cover it? Is it a classic song like that? Will it stand the test of time?
It's on the radio every day there, Questlove.
If that is indeed the case, then I will oblige and cover 96 Tears. Is it a sad song? I don't like sad songs, though, man.
Oh, it's upbeat. It's great. And thank you very much for that information. I appreciate that there, Questlove. Thank you for being so honest. I want to ask you a little bit, Questlove, of the Roots. Yeah. Cool Keith. What do you think of Cool Keith? He claims, basically, he invented hip-hop. He's the first guy to wear a jersey. What do you think about Cool Keith? He is pretty cool, isn't he?
Cool Keith is the first Zaniac maniac. You know, pretty much... A lot of people think that the first weirdo in hip-hop is Andre 3000 of Outkast, but Cool Keith has pretty much been doing that stuff since 1986. So it's just a matter of time before his influence catches up with the rest of the world. But, Cool Keith is definitely a pioneer. Razzell used to be in the Ultramagnetic MCs. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, he used to beatbox at the original Ultramagnetic shows.
That is going back with Questlove of
the Roots.
I was going to mention also, there are Cool Keith beans you can buy. Cool Keith beans. What do you think about that, Questlove?
Beans?
Cool Keith beans, like actual beans you can buy.
If I ingest them, will I be tolerant, or will they, you know, are they fiber-enriched, or are they...
You will probably go ba-boom.
Okay, we don't want that. You don't want... Look at the stomach. You definitely don't want... me going bad boom on you, but I'll pass on the beans. But if he's an entrepreneur and he does beans, then more power to Cool.
Questlove of the Roots. I brought up Cool Keith because I wanted to talk about craziness in hip-hop. You're talking about the original craziness. Was one of the craziest moments ever in hip-hop when Stetsasonic was on Dr. Ruth? Was Stetsasonic really on Dr. Ruth? Did you hear about that?
Stetsasonic was on the Dr. Ruth talk show?
Yes.
Woo, man, the boys of Tommy were really working overtime there, weren't they? Damn. What did they talk about?
I don't know. They were just getting interviewed and they were jumping all around. Like, does that kind of symbolize the craziness of hip-hop? What kind of symbolizes the craziness of hip-hop for you? You mentioned Cool Keith. Is there anything else, like wild happening, you know, a watershed?
I could see the Beastie Boys doing that, but certainly not Dr. Ruth. I definitely know through their tales of now, because, you know, the Beastie Boys are all politically correct and very calm and very reserved and sort of like...
Have you talked to them about that?
All the time. And they really... They bury their history of wildness and crazy Led Zeppelin-esque tour life.
And you love that stuff, too, didn't you?
Well, I live for it. You know, me, I'm always cutting up sharks and putting them in places where I shouldn't be, and throwing TVs out the window.
Ba-boom.
Exactly. But, no, I mean, pretty much the Beastie Boys, they deny it like Peter to Christ before the cock crows. And, you know, like, it never happened. They just sweep it under the rug.
So they had that craziness going in and it all went away. And it's time for Questlove to bring it back.
No, I'm on my Buddha stage right now. You know, like MCA went to go find himself and that type of thing. You know, I'm 33 now. I have my wild stage already, so no.
Questlove of the Roots, how important were these albums right here? These Live Convention Bebop. There's a whole series of these albums. What are these, and how important are they, and what happened to all the people involved?
Okay, the Live Convention records are records that were documented in the South Bronx. Pretty much either Kool Herc on the Wheels of Steel or DJ Africa Mbata. And they would just basically record their shows via cassette, and some kind entrepreneur put them on, Tough City. That's Aaron Fuchs. Aaron Fuchs, can I give him the finger?
Go ahead there, Questlove of the Roots.
I hate Aaron Fuchs because basically he just capitalizes on hip-hop history and, you know, and charges people to get a piece of it. But
is this hip-hop, Questlove of the Roots? Is this hip-hop right here, what we're seeing?
No, this is, even though it would, see, this is hip-hop brought to you by a hip-hop, what do you call it when a body's laying in the field and birds are...
Vulture.
Right, this is hip-hop brought to you by a vulture. Now, I mean, of course, this looks like the guy from Thank God It's Friday or, you know, the DJ from that time period. I don't know. But, no, this is the actual authentic hip-hop document. Very, very important to the development of how, if you want to know how parties were back in the 80s, pretty much this is how it is. But unfortunately, it's brought to you by a person that is a vulture. So it's sort of like a catch-22 thing.
But this kind of confuses me there, Questlove of the Roots.
No, that's the essence of business. Like art, real artists aren't really concerned with the actual business end of the art. They just create the art, and then they abandon it. And usually it's an art buyer or person that sees it from afar and says, I'm going to own this. And then they, you know, they grab it and they take it of their own. And then they sell it to the people. Now, if he were to share the money with the people involved and that made this document, then I'd be all for him. But he's not done that.
What I meant, Questlove of the Roots, what is hip-hop? Is it turntables and a microphone, or is it the band? Because the first hip-hop single, whatever, Rapper's Delight, pretty much, aside from King Tim, and that was a band, and the Roots play in a band, and I know this is a big debate, but are you hip-hop because you're a band? I'm sorry for asking it, but are you?
What's funny, I don't know. Here's the funny thing about Rapper's Delight. Like, even though it's the first documented hip-hop single, many actually say that the end of the hip-hop culture starts with the first album. The fact that it was sold and processed and packaged, and there's a lot of elements of this song that sort of set the precedence for hip-hop 20 years ahead, such as, well, first of all, it's the first available commercial hip-hop 12-inch, the first case of sampling, which they rhymed over music that someone else...
A live band played.
Right. Well, interpolation. And on top of that, a live band interpreting what was previously recorded. Big Bank Hank, one of the original members of Sugar Hill Gang, stole a rhyme book from one of the Cold Crush brothers. So that's the first case of biting. Wonder Mike was scatting. So I guess that's like the seeds of jazz rap. Pretty much like everything that has become tall tales of bragging about stuff you don't have. Is pretty much every element of what will become in the next 30 years was started with this record. So yeah, this is hip-hop. Hip-hop is basically just an amalgamation of all things and cultures.
It's like, they rag on you because you play the drums, because there are no drums, you know, in the other representation of hip-hop right here.
They didn't rag on me because I'm too funky for that.
You just keep it rolling.
Yeah, you got to be immaculate. If you present something new to hip-hop, you have to be so over the top and so good at it that people forget it. Like Eminem, you know, first thing is like, look at the white boy rapping. But he was so over the top good that people forgot. Oh, man, you're the white. And this is what I'm going to predict. I'm going to predict right here on your show. I give it 5 to 8 years. The gay rapper, whoever it is going to be his marketing plan. He's going to be so on fire. Double entendre. He's going to be so on fire that people are going to forget. It's going to be like the Eminem syndrome. Like, there has to be, like, people asking me, like, what's the next big thing? What's the next big thing? I assure you that there's going to be an MC so crazy dope, but his marketing will be the gay rapper, and that will be his marketing angle, and I swear to you. Only because I think that, you know, 2000 is like the age of irony, and a lot of things that happened in 2000 that shouldn't be happening is happening. You know, like the most popular golf guy is black. The most popular rapper is white. You know, it's an age of irony. You know, like Nirvana brought in the whole grunge era, which like white people celebrating like streetdom and Puffy celebrating diamonds and riches. You know, like
I gotta ask you quickly about Puffy. Did you ever see him dance? Cause he's a damn good dancer, isn't he? Like he is good, isn't he?
Puffy gets the party started. Like I've DJ parties for Puffy, and he jumps on the tables, he jumps on the rafters, and all that stuff. So I got love for Puff. You know.
Would you ever take a gay rapper on tour? Like, time for you to pave the way there, Questlove?
If he was dope, you know. Like, pretty much my prerequisite for anybody being down with the Roots is you just gotta be dope. You know what I mean?
Because there's a gay rap troupe called Gravy Train from San Francisco that you can hop aboard the Roots.
Gravy Train?
Gravy Train.
All right, how long have they been in existence?
They've been around a few years. They're pretty much all white, too, but they're rocking it hard out of Oakland, home of E-40.
They're rocking it hard, literally, huh?
Ba-boom.
Ah, ba-boom. I don't know. I mean, if they dope, then, you know, I'm with anything that is dope.
Winding up here, Questlove of the Roots, how do you deal with the haters? Because I want to read you this quote here from Vice Magazine.
Okay, hit me.
This is about the last Common record. You had some involvement with Common, didn't you?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And the review went as follows. If I was Common, I'd punch Questlove in the face.
Mmm. We've had many pugilistic moments in our 10-year friendship. So that's happened a few times.
So the reviewers don't realize that's already happened. So when they write something like that, how do you react to it? I mean, do people get mad when you kind of experiment? Because, you know, they're pushing it.
Well, I mean, if someone really knows my history, then pretty much it's like my whole life is based on experiments. Like, I've never done anything conventional. So, you know, Jesus wasn't even welcome in his own neighborhood. So that's dirt off my shoulders.
Questlove of the
Roots.
Philadelphia. Is there a place called Morimoto's where, like, the Iron Chef has a restaurant? Isn't there a famous restaurant there done by the Iron Chef?
There's a Morimoto's. I've not frequented it, but, yeah, there's a Morimoto's.
How about Allen Iverson's house? Have you been to any parties at Allen Iverson's house, Questlove of the Roots?
I'm afraid of Allen Iverson, so, no. I just sit on little courtside seats. I keep a little distance. No, I'm kidding. No, he's cool. He's cool people.
Has he given you a little eye? Like, why would you be scared of him?
Only when I have a date next to me, then I get the eye.
Ba-boom!
I gotta go, man. Yeah, ba-boom. I'm about to go on stage.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Questlove the Roots. Thank you. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I got it right?
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
All right.
Who's heard of the human beatbox? Who's heard of Dougie Fresh? And see that kid, he's kind of nice, right? We got somebody to fuck your head up. That's right, Rozell. I want to hear all y'all make a marvelous noise. Rozell, about to kill it.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. We got TJ Swan in the house tonight. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I got Rozell in the house tonight.
He's into your password. It's the human sound wave straight out your comic book. Sound effects blazing through your rhyming book. Just imagine all the time it took for me to master this. The art of noise is hazardous. Imagine this. Every sound from my lips at my fingertips, I'll levitate the audience. So ask Brooks and Dre's, who's got the effects? More dark than Mardi Gras, rugged like Gore-Tex. Reach out and touch your whole crew like 9X. Sprint for the stage with MCI next. Get more connects in your internet. Rhymes is on time, I'm always online. Pump this in your Lex, cool bins or pass by. Rehearse the third verse, nigga, then press rewind. Storm when I perform, arm, leg, head, watch me transform. Decepticons, raining on your college ass disco dome. I'm animated, never doormat, so change the format when I'm strong at Mortal Kombat, so keep the tongue that. Rubber damn you, seems you're pretty good with your kung fu. Now where's my young fool at? My glass of cognac. Digital readout with a calm sat, but I'm not that spawn cat. Let's track back, expect me to eat that. You want my feedback? Now let's delete that, now repeat that. I'm taking the streets back like I'm sweet back. You can beat that, I'm bringing the heat back on the street track. Molly Mall, bring the beat back. Optimus Prime, third verse, eight bars, ain't no stopping this rhyme. I did this years ago, I got some ahead of my time. Computerized, that's my mental design. From Chris Shaw to Euclid, I'm running through clicks with a few tricks and acoustics. John Woo flicks on some new shit. Hey, all I wanted was some rice cake. Rozelle sound wave, controlling your whole tri-state.
And you're still listening to CITR Radio, FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. That was Rozelle with Make the Music 2000. Rozelle used to be in The Roots, and before Rozelle was Questlove of The Roots. Now, I asked Questlove about jazz and Jay-Z's appearance on a jazz record. I think I played to you guys a clip of Jay-Z on a jazz record earlier when I played the track Pumpin' by Jazz, although I'm not 100% sure I actually heard him. However, I have found the track here, Touchwood, that does really have Jay-Z on it. Now, what the hell am I talking about? There's tons of tracks with Jay-Z on it. I mean, an early Jay-Z appearance. This could be Jay-Z's first ever appearance on wax, helping out rapper Jazz in 1989. So we got the track Hawaiian Sophie queued up for you. So listen for Jay-Z appear on Jazz's record from 1989, as explained to you by Questlove of The Roots. Also, during the Roots interview, Questlove was talking about a gay rapper. Well, I mentioned Gravy Train, so I thought I would play you some Gravy Train right afterwards with You Made Me Gay. And then I thought, well, some more question mark in the Mysterians is in order because, well, we talked to Questlove of The Roots. But first, hopefully on an Ardwar to Human Serviette radio show right now, we're going to have a little bit of Jay-Z early vinyl appearance, 1989, please, on Jazz's record, Hawaiian Sophie.
A little while in the Hawaiian Islands. Off the plane and hospitality came correct. A gang of balloons placed around my neck. Bathed by the sunshine and the seas of pearls. Fanned by tan skin.
with Java grass skirt caught my eye. I said, aloha, baby, word like you're looking fly. I said, my name is Jazz, and she did amaze me when she said, the rapper get me and my partner, JC. My witness wasn't she stacked, wasn't she pumping, slamming, working?
So true and deep, Black.
She said, I'd love to stay and chat, but I'll see you at the luau. Won't that be nice now? Later on, we can examine each other more closely. And by the way, my name is Sophie. The luau was sharp, right, Jay?
Want a shrimp, money.
Laughter, good food, and tons of hunts. Eat and be merry, that's the drums playing. A real cool atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? Tip through the crowd, aloha, aloha. Mingled like a single, then yo, I stop dead in my tracks, and my heart did freeze. Eyes wide, surprised to find Sophie smiling at the Jazz for some reason or other. Clocking the brother, but standing with another, who just so happened to catch her expression. Looked in my direction as a sign of aggression. Approaching me, and yo, I ain't lying, was this big coconut eating barefoot giant. Face to face, I mean chest to face, my fist prepared to hook off in haste. This Sophie, sweeter than sugar, a good looker, broke in between. Before a homeboy shook her, grabbed her, took her away on a wild tip. On a macho trip, that ain't hit. Look to my partner, Jay.
Yeah, I saw it.
Shrugged his shoulder, said,
hey, I can't call it.
I said, I think she should just up and go free. Then I can be with a girl named Sophie. On the beach myself till dawn, asking myself what the hell goes on. She's so thorough, but she got a man, he ain't right though. And besides, she's a stranger to me, quite so. Those thoughts were troubling, till the sunlight shone on her finger and I was bubbling. Like a dream it seemed when she approached me, talking about none other than Sophie. Looked into my eyes, anxiety gone. Told me she'd been thinking about me all night long. I asked about the island kid, she said, what of him? I said, ain't he your man, what's up? Don't you love him? Sophie screamed, she needed a woman's dream. Not a cartoon sucker from a comic scene. Close embrace and her eyes full of tears. But we spoke with the devil and slapped the appeared. Speeding toward us like a heat-seeking missile. But yo, I ain't no cap with that P initial. Homeboy was large, I must have been crazy. Sophie said no, I said yo, get out the way, baby. No words spoken, major slugfest. 20 minutes and homeboy said put to rest. All for the best, cause the big prize, the trophy, was my heart of a wife whose name is Sophie.
I got something to say.
What?
I'm kinda gay.
Yeah.
I like to get paid and have sex for a day. So listen up, ladies. I like guys and hate babies. If you get me real drunk, I'll go for the junk in the trunk. Want me big time? I want you anytime. But then I see Matt Dillon and I want to get it shine. Open up your lips and try to seal my doom. So I make the beeline straight to the man. And I said, never mind.
Don't even try to play me, bitch. Don't even try to front. You say that you want dumb, but I know you want wet cunt.
And there you go. Being all sick, are you stupid, girl? Of course I want the dick.
Stop lying, ho. You know that you want it.
Nah, don't.
Yes, you do. Just admit it. Admit it.
You made me gay, girl.
All right, girls. All right, girls out there, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. This song is called Girl. 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 All right, that's what you're gonna do right now while I'm doing the song. Come on, baby. Girl, you captivate me. Woo! Young girl is in the street lights. I walk alone in sleepless nights. The shadows were all I hate until you came into my life. All right, come on, yeah. Come on, girl, now. Girl, girl, you captivate me. I gotta tell you right now, baby. Girl, that's right, you fascinate me. Oh, come on. All right, let's do it. Wrong, girl, I'm no puppet. Baby, you got that certain something. Girl, come on. All right. Come on. Right now, now. Girl, girl, you have to, baby. I gotta tell you right now, baby. Girl, that's right, baby. You fascinate me. Woo! When you're near me, I get a burning down within me. You turn me on your way out of sight, girl. You blow my mind up, it's alright, girl. Girl, come on, oh, work it up. Yeah, right now, baby. Girl, yeah. Baby, right about now, baby, we're gonna do another song. Ooh, yeah, baby, we're gonna groove with it. Uh-huh. Get ready for it now. No, it's not that one yet, baby. But this is pretty close to it. It's a little thing called. Uh-oh, baby. It's a little thing called. Uh-oh. It's a little thing called 10 o'clock, baby. 10 o'clock. Too late, babe. It's your train, now your name's D-Ray. A little black hood could kill your name. Now who's another girl in play? Chin o'clock, it's too late, baby. You miss your train, now your name's D-Ray. Save your heart. You die too big, now you live too rock. Hey. Hey. All right.
long as I could. She had to run, she needed something good. 10 o'clock, it was too late, baby. You missed your train, now your name's erased. You missed your train, now your name's erased. You miss your train, now your name's erased. Hey, all right, baby. Woo!
Too late for us, that's for sure. Woo! We're right on time, honey. Woo!
Oh, question mark. And the Mysterians from October 25th, 1997. Cave Stomp with Girl, You Captivate Me and 10 O'Clock. Now, before Question Mark and the Mysterians, we had Gravy Train with You Made Me Gay and then Jazz with Hawaiian Sophie. And all these tie into the Roots interview that I did before that. Actually, before that, we had some Razelle, because Razelle, Jazz, remember Jazz is a side guy with Jay-Z. Did you hear that? This Jay-Z, a tiny little bit in that tune? His first vinyl appearance from 1989. And Gravy Train, Gay Rappers. Of course, Questlove denies there's any gay rappers. We'll have to get him a copy of the Gravy Train. And then some Question Mark, because, well, Question Mark, Questlove. Well, I was thinking all this stuff seems so methodical. I really should get to know how to use a computer, and maybe you should too. Everything you always wanted to know about home computers, coming up right now on the Nardwuar to Human Serviette radio show, narrated by Steve Allen and Jane Meadows.
A trip to the moon, made possible by computer technology. The same technology that guides our spacecraft to the outer edges of our solar system and beyond. So, welcome to the computer age. Welcome to the 21st century.
What? It's here already? Wow, I must have overslept.
Well, no, Jane, but computers have accelerated scientific progress to the point that if you blink an eye a little too long, you may be missing out on something. And at the rate we're moving ahead, Century 21 is coming up fast, and we'd better be ready, because from all indications, it's going to be a computerized world out there.
You mean everyone is going to be using computers, hmm? But I thought that most computers were huge, expensive, complicated machines run by PhDs in white coats.
Yeah, well, that's all changed due to truly great technological advances in the past few years. Today's personal microcomputer is no larger than a small appliance. Hmm. And you definitely do not need a doctor's degree in science or math to operate one.
Good.
But you may still wear a pretty white coat if you wish.
Just think, Steve. 80 years ago, families were just getting used to the home telephone. And you know, it was only about 50 years ago that the electric refrigerator became widely used.
Mm-hmm.
And even 30 years ago, only about one family per block had a TV set. And now you
And now, Jane, microcomputers are being used everywhere. In the home, a computer may be used to store and maintain household records,
mm-hmm.
keep track of banking and financial transactions, communicate with the world, tap vast sources of information, contribute immeasurably to educational activities, provide many intellectual challenges, and a great deal of family recreation and entertainment.
Yeah.
Some experts are even predicting that the home computer will eventually replace radio, TV, newspapers, and magazines. It will, in fact, be a real window on the world, an electronic communication center like nothing we've ever seen before.
Wow. Oh, that is exciting. Well, I suppose it goes without saying that we should all start getting involved in the computer revolution.
Yes, it goes without saying, all right, but we're going to say it anyway. And that's the whole idea behind this recording. We want to make everyone aware that computers are already an important part of our lives now, and will become increasingly more so with each passing day.
Yes, and let's not forget the children, Steve. Because the sooner kids get started in the world of computers, the more comfortable they'll be with them later on. Well, it's just like learning a language. It's easier if you start when you're young.
Right. And this recording will teach you some of the basics of construction, operation, and programming of computers. It'll also cover some major points to consider when you decide to shop around for a home computer. Finally, we want to convince you that computers are not mysterious and forbidding.
No.
Anyone can learn to operate one,
mm-hmm.
can learn computer programming, and furthermore, this can be learned at any age.
Hmm. And in case anyone has any doubts about the importance of computers at the present time, just look around you. All banking is controlled by computers, and businesses use them for everything from farming and food processing to tax records and traffic control. And
right. Education has been streamlined by computers.
Yeah.
Doctors use them for the diagnosis and treatment of disease. Wars are fought with them. Graphics in print, motion pictures, and TV are now being created by computers. In fact, the newspaper you read and much of the mail you receive is produced by computers.
Well, I'm sold, Steve. But now, let's begin by defining precisely what a computer is.
A computer is essentially an electronic machine that can follow instructions, store and manipulate words and numbers, and make decisions based on the information and instructions it receives, and all in split seconds.
Unbelievable.
All computers, from the largest industrial type to the smallest microcomputer, have four distinct parts or sections, as you can see if you look at Figure 1 in your instruction booklet. The first part is called the input section.
Input section.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This provides for a number of different ways of feeding information into the computer.
Such as?
Well, a typewriter keyboard, a magnetic tape, such as the kind you use in cassette players, or a magnetic disc.
Oh.
Information that's fed into the computer goes into the memory section.
Memory section.
Yes, where it's stored until needed. When this information is recalled from memory, it goes to the central processing section.
Central processing section. Well, now, that's obviously the brain of the computer, where the mathematical computations and word manipulations take place, right?
Right. Now, as this processing of inputted information occurs, the results are sent back to the memory section to be stored until called for. Now, the last part of the computer is the output section.
Output section.
Mm-hmm. It consists of one or more ways of retrieving processed information, such as a TV screen for visual display, a printer for hard copy, or a magnetic tape or disc for mass storage of information.
Now, Steve, we hear a lot about software and hardware, but it obviously doesn't refer to ladies' lingerie or things one buys in a hardware store. So what exactly does it mean?
Well, the information that's fed into the computer in the form of programs and data
uh-huh.
is called software.
Ah.
The computer itself, as well as any add-on equipment, is called hardware. As they say in the business, if you can kick it, it's hardware. Now, computer software is available in the form of cassette tape, which is fed into the computer using a common cassette player, or programs may be obtained on a magnetic disc, which is, here's that word again, inputted into the computer by means of a more efficient and more expensive disc drive.
Ah, I see. Well, now, Steve, there are some other computer terms that need explaining, such as RAM and byte. Have you ever been bitten by a RAM, Steve?
No, Jane, just by the computer bug. Now, RAM, R-A-M, stands for Random Access Memory. It is the memory section that the user can control. Information stored in RAM is in memory, however, only as long as the power is on to the computer, you see? Now, the contents of RAM, again, which is Random Access Memory, the contents can be cleared, emptied, and changed at will. It's like your food freezer, the contents of which are protected from loss only as long as the freezer is turned on. Mm. Now, just as you can buy a big freezer to store more food, you can enlarge the amount of RAM in your computer, depending on your particular needs and the limitations of your budget.
Ah. Okay. Now, what does the term byte mean?
Well, byte, which is spelled B-Y-T-E, a byte is a single character, letter, numeral, or even a blank space being stored in memory.
Ah, wait a minute. So a phrase like big dog would use up 6 bytes, huh?
No, Jane, 7. Because, why? Well, because of the space between the two words, you see?
I see, yeah.
Anyway, RAM is measured in bytes. Now, 1K of bytes is approximately 1,000 bytes. You can buy a microcomputer that can store anywhere from 1K to 256K bytes. But you see, the more K of RAM, the more a computer will do, and the more it'll cost.
Then we have the term ROM, R-O-M. Mm-hmm. That means read-only memory, which refers to the memory section which operates the computer, correct?
Yeah, that's it, Jane.
Thank you.
ROM, R-O-M, is available for use when the computer's turned on and is never lost or changed. It's similar to the operating system of your freezer. It's always there and ready to do its job every time the freezer is turned on. Now, when comparing computer capabilities, it's important to remember that the more ROM...
Read-only memory.
Mm-hmm. The more sophisticated the operating system and the more features available to the user. Now, it's entirely possible for a computer to have a large amount of ROM and little RAM.
Hmm.
This is comparable to a small freezer with many features.
Hmm. Fascinating. Well, now, as a consumer, it's important to remember that all computers are expandable. This means that you can start with a small amount of RAM and add to it as your needs increase. It's also possible to add ROM, meaning more features, to most computers. Most arcade-type games are available as ROM cartridges.
Right.
These, you know, just plug in directly to the computer and take over as the exclusive operating system, which means when these cartridges are plugged in, the computer is a game machine only and cannot function in any other way as a computer. A very important factor to consider when purchasing a computer is its ability to be expanded in both RAM and ROM.
That's right. Another aspect of the expandability of your computer is peripheral or add-on hardware. See Figure 2 in the booklet. Now, this includes such fascinating and useful gadgetry as the cassette player, disk drive, and printer. A device known as a modem, M-O-D-E-M, hooks up your computer to the telephone. This allows your computer to talk to other computers or draw upon information stored in huge computer data banks.
It's like having a hotline to the public library. But don't forget the fun and games department, Steve. You can buy a joystick or game paddles fairly inexpensively for family fun. You might also want to invest in a light pen, which allows you to draw pictures directly on your computer's TV screen. You can also add a sound box, which is used to pick up and amplify programmed sound effects, music, and speech.
There's one last little item, Jane, that makes all of this incredible activity happen.
What's that?
It's called a chip or microprocessor chip.
Chip?
Mm-hmm. See Figure 3. Now, each of these remarkable little chips consists of millions of microscopic circuits and switches. The board inside the computer contains many of these chips, all hooked up in specialized groups to perform specific functions. For example, there are groups of chips for RAM, ROM, and processing.
Now that we've covered the anatomy of the computer, Steve, we arrive at the really important part. Just exactly what can we do with a computer?
Good question, Jane.
I thought so, too.
I was all set to ask it in case you forgot. Anyway, when you acquire a computer, you'll almost immediately begin searching for software, that is, programs already on tape or disk. This is important because a computer without software is like a camera without film. You'll be shopping around for programs on tape that you can load into your computer just as you would handle audio tape in a cassette player. You'll also find programs on disks that are used very much like phonograph records.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget, Steve, that you don't have to buy all your software. You can join a club.
Right. You can indeed, since there are many user groups and organizations that offer software in quantity at practically giveaway prices, sometimes just for the cost of a blank tape.
And there's a wide range of software to choose from. You can get software to help you organize your entire household, balance your checkbook, compute your income taxes, inventory your books and records, plan a diet, analyze your home heating usage, chart your investments, or even print out mailing labels for your Christmas cards.
And if you want to turn homework into a really enjoyable exercise for your kids, there are plenty of programs dealing with math or languages that'll turn the study hall into a game room.
Or a music room. You can obtain software that can turn the computer into an organ, and you can actually play melodies on the keyboard.
Right.
Or you can command the computer to create its own songs and play them for you.
I think you're trying to put me out of business.
No, seriously, Steve. You can even get a program that makes your computer talk in any language.
Wow, you can brush up on your Chinese.
Yes. And these programs can even teach you to speak a foreign language.
If you do a lot of typing, you can get rid of your old horse and buggy typewriter and get a word processing program for your computer. Add a printer and start to type the modern way with an ability to insert and delete words and letters, juggle sentences and paragraphs around, edit copy with the flick of a button, store what you've written on tape or disk, and print out as many copies as you need,
wow,
when you need them.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And with a modem, you can hook up your computer to the telephone. And that means that you can communicate with computer services and data banks from which you can display and print out wire service news reports, stock market quotations, magazine and newspaper features, make instant hotel and airline reservations, and even do shopping in seconds.
And instead of giving all their allowance money to the local arcade, your kids can play the latest video games at home. Since many of these games are available for microcomputers on tape, disk, and ROM cartridges. These games are really challenging tests of skill and resourcefulness, and playing them actually develops excellent hand-eye coordination in youngsters.
You know, Steve, I think the best part is to learn to program the computer yourself, because you can create and design your own games, as well as many other useful functions at home, office, or whatever. You don't have to know how to program the computer in order to be actively involved in all the marvelous things we've been talking about. But your ability to program will help open whole new vistas in your computer experience.
Jane, we've now come to that moment of truth. We've made a firm decision to buy a computer.
Yeah?
This is the time now to do some serious evaluation as to the important factors to consider when you begin comparison shopping.
Yes, and the advice from most experts in the field is to start with a minimum system. You can always add components as you become more sophisticated in computer operation.
You might, for example, start with a very basic computer with just a few K of RAM. Some computers of this type are available for as little as $100. However, since most software requires a minimum of 8K RAM, you would have to beef up your basic system almost immediately for it to be of any practical use. Low-priced computers utilize a flat, marked plastic sheet instead of a full-stroke typewriter keyboard. Although difficult to type on, they're designed to have individual keystrokes that substitute for full words, which constitute the computer programming commands. One possible advantage to such a keyboard is that it's more immune to such things as spills and to key damage than the regular individual key types. Are you with me, Jane?
Oh, all the way. But, Steve, personally, I might prefer to spend, let's say, $200 and get a computer with a regular typewriter keyboard and more RAM. This seems to me like a pretty good deal when you consider that prices for computers alone can run up to several thousands of dollars. These more expensive models, of course, have more RAM, more ROM, and greater expandability.
Yeah. Well, RAM, ROM, and expandability notwithstanding, one way or another, you've also got to have a TV display. You know, some computers come with the TV built in, with a screen that shows up in black and white, or sometimes green and white.
That's it? No lavender or hot pink?
I was hoping you'd ask that. As a matter of fact, a color computer connected to a color TV set produces some very spectacular effects, especially with games. Now, for computers with no built-in TV, it's common practice to just hook it up to the antenna of your home TV set. A switch enables you to change from regular TV reception to computer display.
The display aspect of your computer is very important, since you're watching it constantly. But I've noticed that there's a wide range of differences in the resolution and the clarity of the display. By that I mean differences in such things as the realism of the graphics, legibility of print, size of letters on the screen, and the number of letters or characters displayed across one line of the screen.
Yes. Most commonly, displays range from 22 characters per line to 64. If you're going to do a lot of word processing on your computer, it's highly desirable to acquire a display of 80 columns.
Why?
Well, because that's the same as a typewriter line, you see.
Ah. Now, another thing you'll need is a way of storing and retrieving programs, such as a cassette player or disk drive. Some computers can use any type of cassette player, while others can only use that particular kind that's made by the computer manufacturer.
Well, so much for the basic system. Now, all of the other peripherals we've talked about can always be added later on, providing your system is expandable. Another major consideration in purchasing a computer is the availability of software. As a general rule, a computer that's new on the market will have far less software available than a unit that's been around for a while.
Ah, but now what if my computer breaks down? Is maintenance a big problem?
Happily, Jane, because computers have few moving parts, maintenance is really not much of a consideration.
Ah, good.
When your machine does need servicing, the place to contact is the service facility nearest you that's authorized by the manufacturer to repair your computer.
Well, Steve, we've covered about everything, I guess.
Yep, and it wasn't all that mysterious or complicated after all.
No, no. As a matter of fact, for the little bit of getting used to that's involved, when I think of all the advantages, the educational values, the intellectual stimulation, the almost unlimited practical daily applications, and all the fun and games, you know, I can hardly wait to get my hands on one.
And so you will, Jane, because that takes us into the next part. So, whether you're the proud new owner of a computer or want to follow along by simulation, let's have a go at the business of putting the computer to work.
Let's.
All right, guys. Next week, part two of learning how to use your personal computer on the Nardwuar Human Serviette Radio Show on FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, CITR.
June 28th is Federal Election Day in Canada. And if you're a Canadian citizen, and if you'll be 18 or older on June 28th, it's your democratic right to vote and have your say on everything from national defense and foreign affairs to healthcare, criminal law, international trade, and the peace, order, and good governance of Canada. Prospective voters need to know whether or not they're registered to vote. If you voted in the last general election, you're registered to vote at the address where you lived at that time. If you're not sure if you're registered, or if you want to register for the first time, contact Elections Canada. They can be reached toll-free in Canada and the United States at 1-800-463-6868. And they can also be reached from anywhere in the world at 613-993-2975. For more information on the federal election and how you can vote, visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. And remember to vote on June 28th.
your hands.
I'm Chuck and Chuck.